From a meeting at the office to a big first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every event. But clothes don't make the man. So why stuff your closet with things that only work for some situations? With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting. Their clothing is understated and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They craft each piece by combining timeless style and modern performance materials, so you can stay looking good and feeling comfortable from morning to evening. No wardrobe changes required. Browse everything from summer-ready tech linen shorts and anti-odor polos to tailored sweats and crews for a night in. They can outfit you for anything, no matter what's on your agenda for the day. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
This is John Batzler. The show tonight begins in combat zones, Syria, Iran, Ukraine. Bill Raggio and I look at what we see now and what's coming. The most discouraging is the one that's least transparent, Syria. It is in no way the end of the civil war. It is a phase in which a man associated with al-Qaeda and ISIS is said to have elected himself to be president of the whole country, and he resides in Damascus in the palace, we can presume, and is being feted or praised or given advantages by powers, Europe, America, Saudi Arabia, non-transparent, commenting on Hamas, Hezbollah, Houthis, rearming or retreating. David Daoud of the FDD and Bill Raggio joined to comment on the three organizations. They bide their time. They reawaken. They recruit. They come back. Look at Afghanistan, defeated in 05. Today, 20 years later, no American presence to my knowledge. The Prime Minister of Israel is visiting Washington, pretty much of a private affair, no public events planned, dining with the President, meeting dignitaries, VIPs, interested parties for several days. Anti-Semitism, a major outbreak in Australia. Synagogues attacked beyond rhetoric of anti-Semitism. It is also bad in Europe. It's bad in the UK. It's odd. What drives it, this false distinction between anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism. For heaven's sakes, who's fooled by that? Not even the BBC that practices the anti-Semitism. POTUS did some amazing thing. Posted on Truth Social a post praising Jair Bolsonaro, the former president of Brazil, who is now enfeebled by another operation on his wound from the assassination attempt of his first run for office. However, praise is also informed about the lawfare being used against Mr. Bolsonaro so that he won't run again. He remains very popular in Brazil. It was a close election, and Lula da Silva is nowhere near as popular as he was when he was elected several years ago. The next election is next year. And so Brazil remains in turmoil. But the President of the United States is paying close attention, well informed. My two colleagues, Ernesto Araújo of Brazil and Alejandro Pina Esclusa of Venezuela, comment positively about this true social posting by the President. I urge you all to look at it. It's very well informed. More, we talk of the Western Balkans with Ivana Stradner of the FDD. Bosnia-Herzegovina's Dayton Accord was 30 years ago in November. The massacre in Srebrenica was 30 years ago in July. Bosnia-Herzegovina was meant to be a temporary solution to a difficult ethnic contest in the breakup of Yugoslavia. Temporary for 30 years, and it's not stable. And Dodik, the leader of some aspect of the Serbian part of Bosnia-Herzegovina, is often in Moscow being feted by Vladimir Putin. And Vucic, the president, the prime minister, the leader of Serbia is often in concert with Dodik. So what we have are strong men emerging after 30 years. And the region's solution from the Dayton Accord appears to be out of date. Ivana comments. Justice. Paul Larkin of the Heritage Foundation notes a new book, Justice Abandoned, by a professor at Columbia, saying that the overcharging of alleged criminals, leads to plea deals that crowd the prisons and is no solution. I certainly agree that incarceration is no solution to criminal behavior. However, we're dealing with damaged human beings. Oftentimes, they come from families of criminal behavior. It's not something you can punish anymore. You can punish someone for drinking water out of a glass that's not entirely washed. It's a habit. It doesn't bother the person. Well, the metaphor is wrong, but in any event, incarceration is not a solution. What is? I don't have that answer. I do know that the incarceration, especially the overcrowding, is certainly not solving the problem of the individual, of the family of the individual, and of the culture around the individual family. Overcharging and overcrowding. Conversation about Congress, Veronique Durigy. The good, the bad, and the ugly of the big, beautiful bill. It's not a bad bill. It's not what we needed, which was the Congress stopped spending. Until that is solved, there is no solution to the debt nor to the difficulties with tax cuts. Tax cuts are said to encourage growth, but debt doesn't encourage growth. It's a paradox. And then finally, a conversation about Syria again with Ahmed Shirari of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. The trouble with Damascus, and we also talk of Gaza and the Arab states not bringing forward solutions. They know what they don't like, but they don't have an opinion of what they do want. Sort of permanent turmoil, which has been true ever since Egypt cut Gaza loose. That's right, Gaza was Egypt. Israel didn't inherit this problem. It has to deal with it because of the proximity of Gaza to Israeli people. Hence the attack of October of 2023. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.